Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational habits of health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. So today's title is actually Your Lifestyle, Happy and Healthy? Question mark. Well, there are so many things to talk about. And, you know, let me just preface. I fell in December and I really hurt my coccyx or my tailbone and found out just last week that it was actually fractured. Why did I wait that long to go to the urgent care or ER? Because everybody was sick. And I didn't want to get sick because I'm just injured. I'm not sick. I'm healthy. So I didn't want to go in. And I just go, all right, so what can I do? Why is health and a healthy lifestyle so important to me? What was my past? What's my present? And what will my future be? So in the past, and I've told you this before, my husband and I took care of his father for the last 6 years of his father's life. We beat the odds by a lot because when he came to live with us, he was supposed to have no more than 2 months left. And we had him for almost 6 full years. So what a blessing to just take somebody home, love on them, take care of them and help them to get better. And that all happened. So during that episode, during those 6 years, of course, a lot has happened. I felt like I was just the third wheel on the wagon for everything. My husband was attached at the hips to his father. And I felt like all I could do is just jump and do whatever I'm told, when I'm told, how I'm told. And it got me into depression. As well as I had to go in for flu shot, the pneumonia shot, and I got so sick for 3 months I couldn't even say a word. I had absolutely no voice. My vocal cords were so twisted. I ended up back in speech therapy. I ended up in prednisone. And the four big rounds I was on, they literally helped me add on tons of weight. As a frame of 5'1", weighing 180 pounds, there's nothing healthy about it. I was so unhealthy. I was so depressed. I was feeling so bad that when I found this amazing program, I realized, oh my goodness, I had all this education before, but I was never taught what I know now. So with this program now that I'm teaching my clients to get healthy and happy and balanced in body, mind, and finances. And for me, it was mostly body and mind, but now the finances are kicking in too that I want to improve on those, and I am. So I just want to share some things with you to make sure that 2020 is going to be your best year ever in health. Healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. So I'm going to start with what we actually focus on, which are the 6 macro habits of health. And those are healthy weight management, healthy eating and hydration, healthy motion, healthy sleep and energy management, healthy mind, and healthy surroundings. So let me just hone in on each one just a little bit, just to give you some information that you might know or might not know, and then you get to learn something new. Healthy weight management. I am not talking about any diets, because diets don't really work. They are temporary, but they're not long-lasting. Changing your habits from habits of disease to habits of health and changing your mindset through that is going to be long lasting. And so we want to learn new habits and let go of the bad, old, unhealthy habits so we can actually do something for us and the people around us who we love and care about. So that is one big thing. So I'm saying again, diets are temporary. They don't really work for a long time. And actually, as I stated further down on the transcript, 85% of people who diet and lose weight, they gain it back within an average of 2 years, at least what they've lost, and sometimes a lot more. Sometimes it doubles what they gain back. And that's not what we want. No yo-yo dieting, but changing our habits and making sure we can be consistent, dedicated, committed, and following the plan. Healthy eating and hydration. Well, most of us don't drink enough, and hydration has to do with drinking water, not alcohol, not too much coffee or too much tea or sodas or any of that stuff. The sodas are actually not healthy at all. Did you know that for each 8-ounce glass of soda you drink, you need to drink 8 ounce glasses of water to neutralize the carbonation in your body? Wow, that's pretty big. So how many glasses or how many bottles of soda do you drink a day, or how many cans? Most of them are probably 16 ounces, 12 to 16 ounces, which means you need either 1.5 or 2 times 8, which is 8, if it's one cup, 8 times 8 ounces, which is 64 ounces of water to just neutralize it. If it's a 20-ounce bottle, you need 64-32, which is 96 ounces of water to neutralize it. And if it's 16 ounces, you need 128 ounces of water to neutralize it. Are you willing to do that? I'm not. So I got rid of my sodas. And I'm much happier for it. A healthy motion, what does that mean? It means walk. And I'm not talking about jogging, running, or anything. I'm talking about when you're on a phone, and most of us are on a cell phone, so we can actually easily do that. I usually get up and walk around when I talk on a phone. So I get some steps in, I have some motion. And it's actually a good thing to do because then I'm not just sitting on my behind. And I just want to say, you know, instead of taking the elevator or escalator for everything, walk the stairs. That counts for even more. Make sure you have a minimum of 2,000 steps to start with every day. And then increase to 4,000, 6,000, 8,000, and then to 10,000 a day after a while, and you will see that you don't really like to sit that much anymore. When you're working, let's say you're on a computer a lot, for many people, that means sitting to type. Well, let me tell you, just last week when I was in urgent care for my tailbone, I saw that a short little receptionist came up, and I watched, and I saw that she pushed a button and raised the desk. She had a nice pad under her feet, and she stood there while taking care of the patients who came in, and she worked that way. She said, it's so much better for her health to stand there. And she is so grateful that they actually bought her a desk that she can adjust to sitting or standing position for her. And I go, wow, I need to look into that. I want a desk that I can raise when I want to stand so I don't have to sit. Now, I don't sit on a regular chair. I sit on the Swiss medicine ball so I can still move around and move my legs and have some motion, do things that I can't do in a regular chair, but standing is still so much better. So we had the weight management, eating and hydration. Eating, that means in moderation. And I actually have some information on how to eat more healthy. I'll get there. The healthy sleep and energy management. Oh my. Did you know when you have a TV or a radio or an LED clock or some other electronics that have lights, that it reduces your sleep, that your REM cycle is not as deep as it ought to be for you to be totally happy and relaxed and refreshed in the morning when you wake up? So it's best to clean out the bedroom and just have in there what you need. Also, don't have a library in there. Just have one book that you want to read before you fall asleep or something that is very positive and encouraging. And the rest goes where you have your books, either in a family room or living room or a library or whatever you have, or your office, that's fine. But just not in your bedroom. Make sure it's always clean. Make your bed every day. And those are little habits that really help you live a healthier life. The next one, and one of the most important ones, is healthy mind. How can you change your mind? How can you make it healthy? Well, in my experience, it has to do with reading positive things. I read so many books now these days, one at a time, where I learn positive traits, positive thinking, positive exercises, mental exercises. There's lots of them. Deep breathing. There are several different techniques for breathing to relax your brain, especially in the evening before we go to bed. Don't watch anything that is hard to digest, be it mentally or otherwise. Like I can't watch any creamies at night. I can watch something really calm or something interesting, like how it's made, where they create things. And it's never any danger. It's never anything that would make my brain spin. And it's always relaxing, or something National Geographic or Hallmark. And then the last half hour before I go to bed, I do something else, deep breathing and self-care and all those things, just to make sure that I'm ready. The other one, the sixth one of the macro habits, is healthy surroundings. So by having our bedroom cleaned up, so it's we don't have everything laying around and falling over it or whatnot, but it's really clean and appealing and it smells good and the temperature is down to 68 at night instead of 70-something, it helps us sleep better and deeper. What else do we have in our way, in our program, that we help people with to get healthy in body, mind, and finances? Are four components. The first one is everybody who wants to learn from us gets a free health coach, a transformational habits of health coach, and I'm one of them. And we help you journey towards your optimal health wherever you need it and how much you need to get there. We're there with you and for you. And that is actually pretty cool. Then we have a transformational habits of health system, which is totally complete. It helps you with the macro habits. It helps you with this everything that I just talked about. And it's included. And then we have a community on the Facebook. It's a private community where we can go in, ask questions, find answers. And, you know, it's just really very structured and very amazing on how we support one another. There is no bashing. There is no judging. There is nothing like that. It's encouraging and helping one another and maybe asking other questions to guide the people to find their own answers. And then when they state it, we can say yes or no. And it just helps them grow more. And then the fuelings and the lean and green. What are fuelings? Fuelings is kind of like when you drive a car, you know you need to put fuel in it so you can actually learn how to you get energy to drive. If you run out of fuel, the car doesn't go anywhere. So that's the same here with our body. If we don't fuel it regularly, every 2.5 to 3 hours with small portions, then either our blood sugar spikes or it drops and we don't feel good. We feel either energized or sluggish, depending on if we just ate or if we need to eat. And so it's better to know how to proportion your food and how to eat healthy and to stay happy, lean, and green. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what it can do when we eat the right foods. And I didn't know that some foods were really high in carbs, some medium and some low. Of course, should you want to lose weight, you want to go for the low carb veggies. If you need to gain weight, you want to go with the high carb veggies. There's both types out there. There's other people who are just perfect in weight the way they are, but they need to work on their mindset. So that works too. It's all just totally great. Let me go to the 6 steps to optimal health. And this is actually kind of structured almost like the stair or steps to climb up a mountain or something or a ladder. And the first step is prepare for your journey. And we're going to go into that when you're interested in it. I'm just giving you the main points. 2 is to achieve a healthy weight. What is a healthy weight? You can figure that out by taking your weight, multiply it by 703, and dividing it by your inches squared. So what's interesting is, like, I'm 5'1", so my inches squared is 61 by 61 is 3,721. So I would take, let's say, 124 pounds, multiply that by 703 and divide it by 3,721. It gives me the BMI. And as long as the BMI is under 24.9, I'm in the healthy range. 23 or 22.5 to 24.8 is healthy range. 24.9 to 30 is overweight, and over 30 is obese. And over 35, I think, is morbidly obese. So you can figure that out for yourself. You want to be in the healthy range because every extra pound you carry around actually adds 4 pounds of pressure on your joints. And I noticed that, oh my, when I was 180 pounds, way too heavy, I could barely walk the stairs and my knees were killing me and I felt like they were going to go out. They did not, but it just felt like it. Now that I'm in a healthy weight, I can run up and down the stairs and I'm feeling so much better. So that's why we're doing that. So, okay, then we said achieve the healthy weight, and you figure out what that is with the formula I just gave you. Then we're going to transition to healthy eating, where you get less fuelings and you eat more food on your own, but we teach you how. 4 is live the habits of health. Definitely live them. You know, it's great to know. Start exercising daily. And I'm not talking about being an Olympic athlete or something like that. I'm just talking about get enough motion in. Stretch, walk, swim, ride a bike, whatever works best for you. My mom is going to be 90 in June, and just 2 weeks ago, she still went snow skiing, downhill skiing in Switzerland. Can you believe that? Plus, she just went blind in the left eye, so she did everything with the right eye, and she was doing great. She made it down the hill, no problem. Didn't go quite as fast anymore as she did in her 30s and 40s, but goodness gracious, at 89, almost 90, still skiing, going downhill, that is awesome. And that's because she is constantly moving. She goes for her walks daily. She does what she needs to do. And that's why she's doing so well. 5 is optimize your health for your age. So just because some people can do one program doesn't mean other people can. That's why we have so many different things to help you get healthy. And that's why we talk to you first and help you need and figure out what you need and what your goals are. And then we hone in on those. So it's very, very much, you know, for what you need and not what we want to do. You are the key person. You are the one asking for help, and we are the ones who are going to journey with you and help you get there. So when you do all those things, prepare for your journey, achieve a healthy weight, transition to healthy eating, live the habits of health, optimize health for your age, you have then, 6, a potential to live a longer, healthier, and happier life. Isn't that fun? Another good one, and as I told you before, I'm a best-selling author with a little stress reduction book. It's on Amazon.com. So just put in my name, Denise, Thomson, Thompson, and it pops right up. And it's very inexpensive, only $2.99 on Kindle. But it's worth it. It has a lot of pointers in there on how you can actually de-stress, which is so important, because stress can cause illness. And then also exercising, what I just said, going for a walk, smelling good flowers, going for a bike ride, going for a swim, any of those things that you do daily are going to help you feel better and more relaxed and less stressed. And have a daily routine. And with that, the most important thing is actually that you don't get up at a different time every day. That kind of messes up your metabolism. So if you get up every day, let's say at 6 or at 6:30 or at 7, keep it that way. If you do want to sleep in over the weekend, no more than an hour more, because otherwise you're going to mess it all up again. But it's okay if you just do an hour over the weekend. So when you get up at 6 during the week, you get up at 7 over the weekend, you slept in, and you should be refreshed and feeling good. So those are some of the most important things I wanted to share. Actually, one more thing. I was talking about lean and green, and some people have no clue what that means. And I'm going to tell you what it means. A lean and green meal includes 5 to 7 ounces of cooked lean protein plus 3 servings of non-starchy vegetables and up to 2 servings of healthy fats, depending on your lean protein choices. On the optimal weight, and there's several plans, so it depends which one we're on, you can enjoy your 2 or your 1 or your 3 lean and green meals any time of the day, whatever works best for your schedule, just not the very last one at night before you go to bed. And what we do is we take the time that we're up. So let's say you get up at 6 in the morning. You eat your first meal around 6:30, no later than 7. And then every 2.5 to 3 hours, depending on when you go to bed. So let's say if you eat at 7, then you eat at 10, at 1, at 4, at 7. That's too late. So we're going to change that. Let's do 6:30, 9, 11:30, 2, 5, and 7:30 or 7, depending on when you go to bed. You want to eat at least an hour before you go to bed so you have half digested your food. So those are all fun things to know. Under healthy fats, it says incorporate up to 2 servings of healthy fats into each of your lean and green meals. Healthy fats are important because they help your body absorb vitamins like A, D, E, and K. They also help your gallbladder work properly. You'll find a list of healthy fats, choices, etc. And what lean and green meal, the lean is portion size recommendations are for cooked weight. Choose meats that are grilled, baked, broiled, poached, not fried. Each week, try to eat at least 2 servings of fish rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which are salmon, tuna, mackerel, trout, or herring. Feel free to choose meatless options like tofu. So, I mean, we have all the information ready to help you get healthy or to help you help a loved one getting healthy. Another thing that I want to share real quick before the end of this one is our bodies are actually programmed to hold on to calories for the sake of survival. So when you try to diet, you are really fighting your own nature. So your body is going to hold on even more because it thinks it's going into starvation mode. And that is one thing we do not want. A happy body, one that's fed regularly every 2.5 hours or so, depending on when you're, you know, during the hours that you're awake, a half an hour after you get up to about an hour before you go to bed, you have 5 fuelings and 1 lean and green, or 4 fuelings and 2 lean and greens, or 3 and 3, depending on what we choose with your goals. So that is all very important. And last but not least, side effects of eating fast food are headaches, bloating, puffiness, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, weight gain, depression, acne, dental distress, shortness of breath, high cholesterol, excess calories, and insulin resistance. Wow, when I read and hear all those, it makes me sick just thinking about it. Honestly, I haven't had fast food in so long. I prepare my own stuff and take it with me, and it's so much easier and faster. And everything takes, you know, just a few minutes. There's no heavy-duty things and no calorie counting, nothing like that. So it is actually the most amazing program that I can promote with my heart and my soul, because it's worked for me and it's worked for all my clients and it will work for you. So let me know if I can journey with you. Send me a note at dythomson@gmail.com and make sure you put in a subject line either Blog Talk Radio or need help with my health or need help setting goals or something like that that refers to this episode so I know what's going on. And I will get back to you and we can set up an appointment to talk about it and see if indeed this is something you would love to do. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And as I said, text or voicemail, I do not answer the phone unless I know who's calling and I have an appointment with them, because I'm too busy and I don't want to talk to people who are going to waste my time and I have no clue who they are. So it's usually telemarketers. That's why I just decided I'm not answering the phone anymore unless I know who it is. However, you email or you text or voicemail me, I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner. I wish you the most wonderful week, a great weekend, and it's going to be a long one from what I've heard. And I wish you all the best, very best of health, and I look forward to hearing from you for suggestions, questions, wanting to be on the show with me, doesn't matter what it is, please get in touch with me. I love hearing from you. Take care until next week.